So I went to see the Star Wars movie the other night. It was great. I loved it. No spoilers, don't worry. But one thing that that we saw when we went to see this movie, they had these the previews beforehand, a particular video that was, I guess, an ad that was put on by Cineplex to advertise, you know, just going to the movies, I suppose. And some of you may have, if you've gone to see the movie, you would have seen this preview beforehand, or you would have seen this commercial maybe on the internet. It was being passed around a whole lot. And it's called Lily and the Snowman. And it's about this little girl who, you know, basically a snowman comes to life. She dresses him up and kind of like Frosty the Snowman sort of thing. And the snowman comes to life and he starts to delight her with these little picture shows where he puts a projection up on the fence, she sits in front of him, and he does little shadow puppets and things, and it creates all these beautiful scenes and stories for her to watch, and she's just delighted by this whole experience until it's happened for so many days that it starts to become spring. And so the snowman starts to melt. And to her dismay, she has to think of a way to save the snowman. So she goes into her house's garage and puts him in the freezer and keeps him there, gives him a little teddy bear to keep him company. And then, you know, next year when winter comes around again, the snowman's there waiting. She opens up the freezer. He waves at her and she brings him back out. And again, the picture shows begin again. And this happens year after year. It shows her getting older and older. Every year she puts him in the freezer, then comes back in the winter to bring him back out, and he entertains her. Until eventually you start to see as she grows older that she's on her phone talking to her friends and doesn't seem to care about the snowman that much anymore. And so she just kind of opens the freezer, he waves, and she closes the freezer and gets on with her life. Until she becomes an adult. And she's one day, you know, at her job, working away, and she's, you know, slaving at all this stuff. And you can tell she's tired and worn out. And then all of a sudden, she kind of bumps a bunch of things on her desk. And this lamp falls down next to a snow globe and shines a projection on the wall where you see the a snowman, you know, projected on there. And she remembers what she missed. So she decides to go all the way back home, opens up the garage, removes all the stuff and the clutter that's gone in front of this snowman, and opens it up, and he's got like extra frost all over him. But there he is, he waves and he smiles. And she lets him out, and again he delights her, and this time also with her little daughter. And the two of them curl up and cozy up as he entertains them for another show. And this is, you know, it's a sweet little story, and I know that, you know, everyone was going pulling at the heartstrings, and they're saying, oh, that's so sweet. And I was watching it and thinking to myself, this is so tragic and sad. I find this really, really unfortunate. Not because of the fact that she was away from him for so long, but she failed to ever build any kind of actual relationship with the snowman. All that time, she simply used the snowman for her own entertainment. Every time she pulled him out, it was, come, put on a little show for me, and then I'll tuck you back in the way in the freezer, and I'll see you next year. And this was the repeating thing. So to me, it wasn't quite so sweet when she brought out, you know, her daughter at the end. I thought, this is just repeating this old problem. They never actually think of what can they give to the snowman. It's always, what can the snowman give to me? And I tell this story because it reminds me very much of what we can do sometimes with our faith and with our Lord. That we pray to him in times of trouble. We seek him out when we feel that we're in need or we want something. But we don't necessarily think about all the time, what can we do for the Lord? What can we give to the Lord? And that's really what relationship is about. It goes both ways. And our Lord often, he's just like the snowman, always happily waiting there, waiting to come and be with us. But we're not always responsive to seeing the invitation that's being given. And we might use our Lord simply for filling up a certain need or entertainment or whatever it may be. And so This is also something, while we can all fall prey to this to a certain degree, I mention it also because as Christmas is coming up this week, we're going to see the church a lot more full, a lot more packed with people who, unfortunately, we don't get to see the rest of the year, that come on Christmas, come on Easter, and in many ways have kind of treated the Lord like this snowman, where, you know, they think there's something to get out of it. You know, it's a nice tradition, it's something to receive, but that comes once a year or twice a year, and then church gets tucked away into a place where, you know, not to be seen again until next year. And I mention this again because I think it's so important for us. This is not to discount those people or to shun them. In fact, quite the opposite. I think that we here, I'm going to be very specific today, we here need to be welcoming to those people. We need to be embracing of these people who haven't been around as much to help them see what they're missing. To help them see that there is a relationship possible. Because just like this girl, she may not have known that there was a relationship possible with the snowman. But with our Lord, there surely is. And so I want to ask you, I want to challenge all of you, as difficult as this may be, and it may go out of your comfort zones for many of you, that next Sunday, on Friday, pardon me, when Christmas happens, when you come here for, whether it's Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, before and after Mass, to really be welcoming to the people who come, and to think for yourself, what is it that I can give to them? What's the joy of Christ that I can give to them? As we read in the Gospel, we read about Mary traveling all this way to Elizabeth. And she's carrying Jesus with her in her womb. And I'd like to point out that, you know, remember the fact she's traveling while she's pregnant. This is not an easy thing to do for those of you who have been pregnant. She's traveling not by bus, not by some easy mode of transportation like we have today, but she walked, or she maybe rode on an animal or something, while pregnant, all the way up into a hill country. This would have been challenging. It would have taken days, maybe weeks, traveling all this way just so that she could see her cousin, who's also with child, and bring the joy of the child that she carries within her. The joy of Jesus Christ. So Mary comes in, and you know, notice that when Mary comes to greet Elizabeth, it's at Mary's greeting. It's at Mary's greeting that Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit. She's filled with the Holy Spirit, and John the Baptist leaps for joy in the womb. Not at the presence of Jesus, but at the greeting of Mary. It shows what power we are given when we bring Christ to others. In something so simple as a greeting. Something so simple as a greeting. And that's something we can all do. Maybe if it's out of your comfort zone, I know that for myself, when I was a child, I would have sooner died than talked to the person next to me if it was not my family at Mass. But, you know, the Lord calls us to step out of that comfort zone if it's something that's difficult for you. To be really welcoming. To bring Christ with you. So that other people, by our love, by our presence, by our greeting, may be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because if we want to invite more people into the church, if we want people to be here regularly, the ones who are often astray, who do not come here often, who do not realize the beauty of the faith that we have, so that it's burning in their hearts, that they want to be here every week, maybe even every day. If they do not have that desire, we need to give that to them. Because it's not going to come any other way. We're not going to expect that Jesus is just going to descend upon the earth and fix all of our problems and make everyone start coming to Mass and everyone start loving the Lord. Because He handed that on to us. He handed that on to us. So it's our role. Our role here, your role here, to spread that good news to others. So what I want to challenge you all to do is during these next few days, as we lead up to Christmas, to pray about this and to really think, what can I do to be welcoming, to be loving, greeting, and to share the love of Christ that I have with the person sitting next to me at Mass at Christmas? What gift can I offer to them? What love can I show to them? What witness of my faith can I bear to them? Because we are all Christ bearers. That's the image that Mary gives us. We all bear Christ within us. And so we need to be the kind of people who can, just by our greeting, by our simple love and presence and willingness to go that extra mile even when it's difficult, that the Holy Spirit may fill those we greet, so that this church can be filled with loving believers in Jesus Christ.